Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook BetUS.com is back for our 29th year of football action.
With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout out to everybody locked in. Are you leaving work? You going home? I don't know. I'm just be happy to be here. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And this is a sports station. We're going to talk about sports. And every now and then, we talk about other stuff, too. Like the XFL. Shep, does that count? It counts as sports, right? It does, right?
Yeah, I was a little baffled when you said that. It still does count as a sport, just not professional.
Okay. It's XFL is not professional sports?
I wouldn't say so.
Amateur?
I mean, not by definition, but it's second rate, and I think we're being kind when we put it that lightly.
It's pro sports. Let's storm a bone.
All right.
They're professionals. Shout out to all the professionals listening to us right now. What could they be doing? You could be a professional driver. You could pretend to be a professional. You could be stealing money on the clock right now. Congratulations to you.
JR, people who are ushers in movie theaters work in entertainment.
Excuse me?
I said people who are ushers who work in movie theaters, they work in entertainment.
Ouch. They do. Give them some credit now. Okay. Hey, by the way, I saw Creed 3 today, Shep.
I didn't realize that. I thought that was coming out in early March.
Well, I went to a special screening.
That's right.
This movie was, you know, I don't know nothing about movies now.
Well, you pretend to know nothing about movies. We all know you know more than you let on, but yes.
No, I don't know any. What movie did you ask me last week? I said, I don't know.
No,
I didn't
no,
see a
no.
Fast and a Furious.
No, you play that down for comedy purposes. We all know you know good movies.
No, but I've never seen a Fast and a Furious.
I don't think a lot of people have.
Oh, well, how many of them? Nine?
There's too many.
You
know
who's
in that, by
the
way?
What?
Someone that you know who's in it? Your best friend, The Rock's in one of those
The
movies.
Rock? Yeah. Is he? He's still in it?
Yeah, there was a feud with him and Vin Diesel, so I think he got out, but yes.
I can't keep up, man.
Yeah.
I see John Cena, I go, he's still in it? I go, The Rock is in
it? Furious?
Who?
I didn't know John Cena was in Fast and the Furious.
The one coming, isn't there one? There's one coming up now.
Okay, I thought it was Tyrese. Isn't he still in it?
I don't know. Right. Tyrese lives here in Atlanta. I don't know. Let me find him and ask him. I don't know.
Gotcha.
But Creed 3? Oh, it was good. It was good shot. I loved it. It was a great movie. Great film. Had great themes. It hit every emotional button. Like, even if you don't like boxing, even if it's too violent, like, everybody can always relate to a fighter. Or overcoming something or having an obstacle. And so the films, all of the Creeds. Now, I've seen every Creed movie. The films are great. They're relatable. And so, I mean, even as of tomorrow, I think tomorrow I'll be speaking with Michael B. Jordan. And what's the other guy? Jonathan Majors. Shout outs to Jonathan Majors. I was looking at what the hell these guys had to eat to get this damn big. They're down in like 6,000 calories and working out 2 to 3 hours a day just to look that big on camera to whoop somebody's ass. I'm like, whoa. That's a lot of food. A lot of exercise. Like, you get paid the big bucks, you go out and do it. But I mean, damn. Yeah, Creed 3 releases and drops March 3rd. I advise you to go see Creed. You like Michael B. Jordan, go see it. You like Jonathan Majors, go see it. You like boxing, just go see the movie. I enjoyed it today. right before we went to break, we talked about people not enjoying the NBA All-Star game as it had the lowest ratings ever. Yes, the NBA All-Star game was the least watched in history, and we should have known that already when one of the head coaches, namely Mike Malone, told everybody that the game was crap. Take a listen to this.
That is the worst basketball game ever played.
How do you fix it?
I don't know if you can fix it. I mean, I give Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, those guys were like competing. Joel was imploring some of the guys to play harder, to try to get some defense in, but no one got hurt. They put on a show for the fans, but that is a tough game to sit through. I'm not going to.
Yeah, the game sucked. Anyway, moving right along. It's Wednesday night. An hour from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list, and we're going to talk about NFL teams that just need to hit it big this offseason. We know yesterday was the first day that teams could go out and slap the franchise tag on their players. The Tennessee Titans didn't waste any time in actually releasing some of their players, like Robert Woods, who has now been given the boot. He's actually thrilled that he's free at this point in time. And then you got a bunch of other teams just trying to figure things out. And so I'll give you that list next hour, NFL teams that need to hit it big. And this came across my news feed today as well. And the news came out yesterday, and it started to bubble up more. And I'm saying to myself, this sucks for the 49ers. We'll get to teams that need to hit it big, but the 49ers, they cannot get the quarterback situation set for no reason. Like, I'm starting to believe the 49ers are just cursed at quarterback. Brock Purdy was supposed to have that surgery on the torn UCL in his elbow that Hassan Reddick basically wrecked in that game. They had to delay his surgery because his elbow is still inflamed. It's still swollen. They want to wait for the inflammation to go down before they cut him open. And so they're going to reevaluate this in March. They're still trying to have him all set and ready for the 2023 season, the beginning of it. He's going to miss he's going to miss all the offseason OTAs or training camp. He's going to miss the beginning of training camp. I know nobody wants to play in the preseason. They're just going to wake up and throw Brock Purdy out there? At this point in time, you might actually have Trey Lance come on, and if Trey Lance is hot, you're going to tell Brock Purdy to sit down? The 49ers just got no luck. Let's go through this. Just from the past year, the 49ers wanted to kick Jimmy Garoppolo to the curb. They wanted to give him the boot, but he was hurt, and they couldn't trade him. You have Trey Lance, who is now your starter. You want to move forward with Trey Lance as your quarterback, and Trey Lance, this man breaks his ankle. Jimmy Garoppolo comes through, is able to hold things down for the 49ers. He's on a nice stretch run. It looks like they're going to roll right into the playoffs with Jimmy G again, go to the Super Bowl. And now Jimmy Garoppolo, this man got a busted foot. It's like, what's next to pop on Jimmy Garoppolo? I guess his foot was next. It couldn't be the ACL, his Achilles, his foot. And then you have Brock Purdy, who was selected last in the NFL draft. He comes on and is one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Goes all the way to a championship game. And then, early in the game, has his elbow smacked by Hassan Reddick. He cannot throw a football. He's done. He needs surgery. We get Josh Johnson into the game. Josh Johnson suffers a damn concussion. His head bounces off the turf. And now Brock Purdy has to wait until they cut him open and fix his damn elbow. Who has the voodoo doll for the San Francisco 49ers? Who has the voodoo doll? And it's poking at it. Like, there's no luck for them here. Everything was set up perfectly. The defense was there. You look at the NFC West. Seattle was surprisingly good. Good for Geno Smith. Congratulations. This is better than getting punched in the face by your own teammate. The Los Angeles Rams have just decided to mortgage their entire future for a championship. It worked out for them, and then they went straight to hell last year. And then you have the Arizona Cardinals. What can I say about them? Hey, Shep, did Cliff Kingsbury come back from Thailand? He did, right?
I believe so, yes.
They got a new head coach who sounds as exciting as a substitute teacher.
That's an insult to substitute teachers, JR.
Ouch. And then you got Kyler Murray, who his own team last year in giving him a new contract didn't feel that he has decent study habits for a starting quarterback in the NFL. And so everything was set up right there for the San Francisco 49ers. And it's just like a cycle of bad quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo can't play, can't trade him. Trey Lance breaks his ankle. Jimmy Garoppolo might as well broke his damn foot. Brock Purdy breaks his elbow. And now here we are one more time back to Trey Lance, and Jimmy Garoppolo will go play for another team where Jimmy Garoppolo, odds are probably, I don't know, 8 out of 10, 80% likely, he going to get hurt. And so I don't know if there's a worse team who's had worse luck. If you can tell me a team that's had worse luck this past season than the 49ers, try to convince me. Please do call me, 855-212-4CBS. What team has had worse luck than the 49ers? Well, you going to tell me the Dolphins with Tua in his head? Tua Tagovailoa, he can't stay healthy, right? I'd be more concerned about his life at this point than football. The Broncos, do they have worse luck? No, they don't, not the Broncos. I thought Russell Wilson was a good luck charm to other people in the NFL. He's like the power of positivity. The Browns play football? Yeah, the Browns, no, they don't got bad luck. They just like bringing in people with bad habits. Jaguars typically might count, but they actually turn things around. The Chargers always find a way to choke, but that's not like a crap year. The Texans, they were expected to stink. The Colts thought maybe we could drag another veteran around with Matt Ryan. The Raiders will be the Raiders. Now they got no Derek Carr. Good for them. The Jets, maybe were things bad for the Jets? Not everybody was high on Mr. Zach Wilson. Chicago Bears, a time was going to come where they stunk. Lions turned things around. Falcons were whatever. You got Marcus Mariota starting, and then you got Ritter. What's disappointing there? You know you stink. Buccaneers ain't have bad luck. They had Tom Brady and just a bad team around him. Yeah. After thinking about every single team, there was no squad that had it worse than the 49ers. And their quarterback issues are still bleeding into 2023. Hey, Trey Lance, if you wanted your job back, if you wanted to keep it and hold it without Brock Purdy, you have an entire offseason to help turn things around. And the 49ers, they have an incentive to actually see if he could play. You don't just draft a guy at number 3 overall just to keep him stashed on the bench forever unless you think he could play. Shanahan thought he had something in him. they were willing to throw him out there to start the season, and they did. I don't want to say that Brock Purdy is going to get wildly pipped when nobody knew who he was 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago. But Brock Purdy might lose his gig to the dude who was supposed to have the job in the first place, and that's Trey Lance. This is the beginning of the offseason. We got a bunch of bum teams looking for a QB, and the 49ers have some options here. And every time they go to put a dude into the game, he just gets hurt. Good luck to Brock Purdy in your recovery. Hopefully they can cut this man's elbow open sooner than later, because he can't grip a football, can't throw one. And good luck to Trey Lance. Maybe he'll stay healthy and the 49ers won't have any issues, any problems next year. It's a tough world to live in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I mentioned the Broncos and Russell Wilson. Does Russell Wilson have the respect of anybody? It's like open season on Russell Wilson. I mean, we might as well put Russell Wilson and Westbrook in the same damn category.
It's really becoming that. JR, like, really, you talk about two Hall of Famers that have dipped more than anyone else in their respective sport. I think both of them have that billing. in all seriousness.
Do you think... No, they don't talk. They're complete opposites.
because so often when we talk about Russell Wilson, like so many times, Russell Westbrook comes out just out of the proverbial mouth, because that's when you think of when it comes to overall incredible disappointments from what they were even 3 years ago compared to what they are now. Do they talk?
Well, how about this?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't think Russell Wilson talks to anyone outside of Ciara and imaging consultants.
Oh, ouch. You coming out with the blades, huh? It's true.
It is true, yeah.
Russell Wilson's probably having a conversation with an imaging consultant right now. I'm sure he is. How can I make myself look better with Sean Payton heading into 2023? They probably have graphs and notes, and they're programming him that he needs to say this and shouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure he has it all down to a T right now. Russell Wilson can't catch a break. When we come back, how about there's a Seahawk who didn't have the nicest of things to say about Russell Wilson, and he wasn't too kind about his physical appearance. I'll explain on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In the whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of these things are, and when I say these things, excuse me for being vague, issues like this are never easy to discuss. I'm in the studio and I am watching Alabama and South Carolina. Alabama, one of the best basketball teams in the country, a good chance to go on a Final Four run and even win the national championship. They're right there with Houston 1-2, if you think about the rankings. And so they're in overtime right now. They're playing in South Carolina at the home of the Gamecocks. South Carolina was winning, but they're now in overtime, still playing it close. Alabama basketball has been in the news for all of the wrong reasons over the past several weeks. Darius Miles, he's no longer a member of the basketball team for Alabama. He was one of two people charged with capital murder of a woman near campus over what was alleged to be or have been a minor altercation. They removed him from the team. They said that even going after this, it's kind of nuts. Brandon Miller still plays on the team. It was reported yesterday that a detective testified that Brandon Miller, who has 35 points tonight, brought the gun to Darius Miles. Alabama's justification in allowing him to play tonight, of which he is, by the way, is that him? Yep, that looks like him on the court, is that he's a witness and he's not a suspect. I can tell you this, he's also a distraction. Because the South Carolina fans, in the first half of the game, they were chanting, lock him up, while he was at the free throw line. They then had a fight in the stands that they had to break up. Yeah, I told you, this is a bad idea to have this dude out there on a basketball court, and they only have him out there because the team is winning. It's about money. Like, can we have a – it's not about is he guilty, is he not guilty? I had enough people calling me up going, well, Deshaun Watson didn't go to jail, so he's fine. He shouldn't be suspended. Nah, that's garbage. It's like, can we have a little bit of morals? A little bit of morality? Just a little bit? Can this young man, like, work on the legal issues that are in front of him? And sure, he might only be a witness right now. It's just not a good look for him to be running up and down the court. And now you've opened yourself up to fans, opposing fans, chanting, lock him up, and having fights in the stands. It's like a simple judgment call. Don't play him today. But they did play him. He got like 35 points, and Alabama's on a damn comeback right here against South Carolina. I want to take a shower after this, man. This is – coach is kind of throwing it away like it's nothing yesterday. Then he had to apologize for being insensitive. Yeah, I get, everything comes down to the money, but I mean, damn. 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, just talking about the 49ers. Yeah, a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks this offseason. 49ers seem like they went through a million of them, and everybody just got hurt. And then I said, who has had worse luck this past season than the 49ers? I was like, maybe the Broncos, maybe. You trade the world for Russell Wilson, and what do you get back? Crap. Now he can't catch a break. Russell Wilson is just getting insulted by everybody. How about Tariq Woolen, who a lot of people think he should have been Defensive Rookie of the Year? He was on the Two Up, Two Down podcast, and he could not avoid making fun of Russell Wilson. The first time he saw Russell Wilson, he wasn't impressed. Just take a listen to this.
Seeing him in person, it was pretty funny because, like, on TV and stuff, you see him, like from college and stuff, you like, okay, he look in shape on TV. But you see him in person, it's, like, weird. He like a sack of potatoes. He athletic and he a good player, but, like, literally, when I seen him, I'm like, dang, I ain't nothing. He was built like that. Yeah. And he was short. You know, I'm tall anyway, but I was like, damn, he that short. What's he like?
Wow. This man said Russell Wilson looks like a sack of potatoes. Russell Wilson was, keyword, was building himself a Hall of Fame resume here. Tariq Woolen hasn't been in the NFL long enough to just go out there and collect a full pension. And regardless of how good he is or how many INTs he had, he said Russell Wilson was like a sack of potatoes. It's just like open field on destroying Russell Wilson. He can't catch a break.
Joe, you think there's a chance he's not in the Hall of Fame?
Wilson?
Yeah.
Do I think there's a chance? Oh, man.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think he already, you know, cemented that, solidified that, no matter what happens to this point forward with his career?
I think if he were to quit today, I'm not so sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought he was a lock no matter what after his Seattle days.
I think he has. Yeah, so many winning seasons, etc. Super Bowl. Yeah, I think he is. He has to play a few more years.
Okay.
I think so. I think he's going to get in. Do I think he's like right up there? No, I don't think so. But he'll probably get in a few more years of playing average football. He'll get in. I wouldn't just slap him in there right now. 855-212-4CBS. KJ is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, KJ?
What's up, RJ? Shep, how y'all doing tonight, man? Always a good listen to
you. It's the other way, KJ. It's JR.
JR, my bad, brother. My bad.
It's okay.
I'm a fairly new listener. I only been listening for about maybe about 2 months, so I apologize about that, my boy.
It's okay. All right.
But I just wanted to comment on the who had the worst luck. Are we talking about strictly quarterbacks, or are we just overall what team had the worst luck?
I said the 49ers had the worst luck as a team, so we talking about teams.
Okay. Man, it got to be the Broncos, man. Got to be. They had, I think it was like 23, 24 players went on IR over the whole season.
Yeah.
If that's not bad luck, I don't really know what is, you know what I mean? And then not counting the Russell, you know what I'm saying, not counting his situation and what he didn't do, you know what I mean? So having that many players go out on top of the quarterback play is the reason why their season turned out the way it did, you know what I mean? Okay. I'm a Broncos fan. I'm a bigger football fan, you know what I mean? So I think that it had to be the Broncos, man.
Okay.
One other thing about the Alabama player situation, right? Now, I don't agree, with everything that has transpired, but I feel like a lot of blame is being put on Marshall, and everybody's going to point the fingers, but I just feel like, those boys, when they're a team setting, they're around each other,
Are you talking about Miller, who's playing? Miller, who's playing tonight?
Miller, my bad. Marshall,
okay, okay.
My bad. I'm talking about him. I don't think that people should be quick to point the blame at him because, it came out, today or overnight that, he might have brought the gun to the other guy, but he doesn't have anything to do with the, you can't.
Well, hold on, KJ. I need to save some time here. I mean, it sounds like we might have to have this conversation for like an hour.
It's just a quick little, my opinion. That's
yeah,
all.
No, but your opinion is taking a while, KJ. So I hear you. And I want to respond to save us some time here. Yeah, he ain't guilty of nothing, but he is certainly a distraction. And when you have this big of a legal matter, a big of a legal issue, and you represent a massive entity, it might be in the best interest of everybody just to say, hey, let's just sit down for a while, have a seat, take a day off, and let's let this breathe instead of just throwing you into the fire. That's it.
I agree with that. I agree with
and
that.
And so we leave it right there. I don't think anybody is saying you're guilty and lock him up. I mean, that's what the fans are chanting to the guy. You got fans in South Carolina. He's at the free throw line. They are yelling at the man. Lock him up. He missed a free throw. I mean, damn it, if I was – and he got 35 points too. But if I'm standing at the free throw line and people are yelling a lot, he got 41 points now. He's playing out of his mind. We know the reason why he's out there. Should he be out there? Man, if something like this – and I don't care. I mean, in a lot of cases, people want to compare salaries. Oh, well, these players make so much money in this and I don't make that. It's easy to make comparisons. But these dudes are human beings. There's so many people that get caught up in I don't want to say crime, but allegations. And people need to take a day off because of an issue or family matter. It happens. What's wrong with saying that this guy for the organization, for the team, for the school, for the university. This is a serious matter. Somebody died. Hey, bruh, have a seat for a game or two. He got a career-high 41 points. Good for him. I wouldn't have him out there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 78-76 Alabama's here over South Carolina. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. At the top of the hour, it's a new top six. Let's.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you. And I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We were talking about Alabama and South Carolina. Alabama just came back and won in overtime. The final score, 78-76. Brandon Miller, who is caught up right now in an unfortunate situation of being a witness or allegedly supplying a gun to his former teammate, Darius Miles, then we heard allegedly committed a murder. He played tonight, and he had a career-high 41 points. It was an eventful night because at one point he was standing at the free throw line and the fans in South Carolina decided to chant at him, "Lock him up." Alabama says he played and was eligible to play tonight because he is not a suspect. At this point, he is just a witness. This is going to be a developing situation, and I'm sure that we have not heard the last of it over the next few days. I'm going to get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. Right before we went to break, we decided to talk about the San Francisco 49ers. I told you that they are just, they're cursed. They're cursed at the quarterback position. If you have to think about this past season, how many quarterbacks that they had to go through. And when we get to the top of the hour, tonight's top six list is going to be about teams that need to hit it big this offseason. These teams need to make it happen in the most positive way. Otherwise, they're just going to hit the toilet. I'll share that list with you at the top of the hour, a new top six. But let's go ahead and hit the phones. Let's go to Ventry. He's calling up from Houston. Shout-outs to everybody listening on the loop. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ventry?
How you doing, my man? First things first, I wish you let me know when you come back to Houston for your seminar. I missed that last year.
It's but okay.
Anyway,
thank you, Venture.
I went. San Francisco is the curse of cap. It's the curse of cap. They did cap wrong. Well, he left there and it got all Sim fanned, and ever since then they ran 100 miles with one to go. And the difference between Russell Wilson and Russell Westbrook. Westbrook is hooping. So when you hooping, you get a pass on all kinds of crazy stuff. Him being, like old boy said, a sack of potatoes, he'll never be able to live that down. And then my man in Alabama, he didn't bring the gun. It was the guy's gun. He texted him and said, bring my gun back, because he left the party and didn't want to stay in line. So that's why he's able to play, because they're in court now. So the process has been going on.
Yeah, it's still,
and you're true though. They could have sat him down, but yeah. South Carolina and Alabama, you know, that's a grudge match. They don't care.
It's like I said, it's just the money. I think some things are bigger than the process. Let's put it this way: I don't care what your job is.
Right.
I don't care what you do. You could be a chef, a cook, a driver, a basketball player. When you're caught up in things like that, typically the next thing you hear from your employer is, we understand it's a process, but hey, just take a day. You know, so
yeah, take a day in the streets.
It's
sit
all
back home for a minute.
It's all, yeah, it's all about the money, unfortunately. Thank you, Ventry, for calling from Houston. Appreciate you.
All right.
No doubt. And thank you so much for supporting the Media for the Movement tour. If you are an advocate, if you have supported me as I've gone around the country working with Special Olympics to talk about inclusivity, make sure you subscribe to the Agents of Inclusion podcast, please. Agents of Inclusion. We actually dropped our second episode today, and we drop a new episode every Wednesday, and these stories are absolutely inspiring. If you're sick of all the negative crap and people crapping on each other, listen to some positivity. Agents of Inclusion. And now I'm going to do the reverse of what I said. Hey, Shep, can we hear Tariq Woolen call Russell Wilson a sack of potatoes? Just that part. Let's hear that again.
Seeing him in person, it was pretty funny because, like, on TV and stuff, you see him, like from college and stuff, you're like, okay, he look in shape on TV. When you see him in person, it's like weird. He like a sack of potatoes. He athletic and...
Okay. Damn. Have some respect for Russell Wilson, right? Just a little bit? Jeff is calling from Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
Good evening, JR. I got a take on Russell Wilson. First of all, Tariq Woolen hasn't really been in the league long enough to call people out like that. I kind of agree with that take. But Russell Wilson, his stats compare about the same as Geno Smith this year. So I think he's not a Hall of Famer. He's closer to Trent Dilfer than even somebody like Eli Manning,
Jeff.
Who's
okay.
a borderline Hall of Famer.
Well, Jeff, I got to tell you, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
That take sucks. Thank you for calling from Washington. What are we supposed to do, just look at one season and go, his numbers are close to Geno Smith, so he's closer to Trent Dilfer? Well, you going, wow, because he just won a Super Bowl? Stop it. 855-212-4CBS. This is just everybody destroy Russell Wilson Day, I guess. Let's go to Tucson, Arizona, and talk to Mauricio. What's on your mind, Mauricio?
Yeah, first, thank the Lord Jesus who can save from hell for heaven. The situation with the Saints, I believe that Taysom Hill should stay as the starter, you know, because the last four games, there was W's, you know, except for the last one, very close, though, being
Mauricio.
Because of that division is very competitive.
Mauricio.
Taysom Hill is very
Mauricio.
Good. Very good.
Mauricio, can you hear me? Thank you, Mauricio. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Great show. Real quick, Mr. Positive, I got to ask you, Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook, I think they still have the great physical skills. Do you think it's just mental, or are they in a situation where they cannot excel with their physical abilities, and this coming up season, this next season, they'll show their wares, and they'll come through with flying colors. And real quick, Josh Allen needs a wide receiver for your 12 o'clock show. What say you, my friend?
Okay. Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. As it relates to Russell Westbrook versus Russell Wilson, I think Russell Westbrook he's fine physically. Is he older? Yes. Is he still one of the most athletic guards in a game? I would say so, yes. I think the matter for Russell Westbrook is not so much mental. Well, maybe it is, but not because of confidence. Well, sometimes it was. I think overall it's always been his decision-making. That's it. And so when you play the same way forever and ever and ever, and it hasn't yielded a positive result, man, it wears on you. And so, yeah, I'm sure this mental, but I'm less concerned about Russell Westbrook. He is who he is even here at 34 years old, which sounds crazy to say. When it comes down to Russell Wilson, his game, I think, is different. He is, as I don't want to call him a sack of potatoes like Woolen did, but he ain't aging like fine wine now. Russell Wilson also is 34 years old, it's going to be Sean Payton's job to kind of cover up some of the warts. And let's face it, Russell Wilson also needs some better talent around him. He should. KC calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, JR. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to shout out how you handle a lot of those disrespectful callers. For instance, I don't know if it was last night or the night before. I work evenings, so... But he called in. It was a young child talking about somebody. It was when you were talking about Justin Fields and what was going on with the cold weather situation. And dude chimed in and said, such and such is this, such and such. And he threw the R-bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way you handled that was incredible. I appreciate your stance, what you stand for. I love listening to you. And that's all I really called to say.
Well, thank you, KC. Make sure you listen to the Agents of Inclusion podcast, all right?
You said the what of inclusion?
Agents of Inclusion. That's the new podcast.
All right.
Thank you, okay. KC.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, the R word, which unfortunately many people will still utilize to describe someone who has an intellectual disability. You can figure out what the R word is. Someone decided to use it on air, and I... kind of let them know how terrible it is to utilize that word and how many people don't appreciate it. It's true. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. It's the off season, right? We got teams that can cut guys and we got teams who can slap guys with the franchise tag. We're going to take a look at the top six NFL teams that need to make some damn moves. They need to hit it big this offseason. Otherwise, they might be cursed like the 49ers in their quarterback scenario. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.